This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1778. Three Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Three Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. Just start a budget, they said. It'll be easy, they said. All you gotta do is start a budget. Then all of your money problems will be solved and you'll ride off into the sunset in romantic money bliss. So you try it out. You start a budget and then you barely get 2 weeks in and realize you're already off. But you keep pushing and make it through your first month. Too bad you're nowhere close to the budget you set. How could you have predicted the dog would get worms and cost you $125 for worm pills? Oh well, try again next month. Then another month goes by and you're still blowing the budget. It wasn't the dog this time, but your brother turned 21, so you had to take him out for a few drinks. If only you would have remembered that earlier. You vow to do better next month and move forward. But over and over again, you keep getting off. You're getting more and more frustrated because this budgeting thing isn't working like it's supposed to. You go on like this for another month and eventually just give up. Screw it. Budgets don't work for you. Does this sound familiar? I know, because I've been there. Actually, I'm still there in a lot of ways, but it's not your fault. Sticking to a budget is actually very difficult. Unfortunately, a lot of financial gurus online don't talk about this. They want to pretend that doing money well is easy, and it's just not. The problem isn't that you just suck at managing money. The problem is that you're thinking about it all wrong. We're taught to think about our lives in terms of months. Every month, the rent is due, the utility bill is due, the cell phone bill, and on and on. Our financial lives default to a monthly basis. Yet it's detrimental to your financial health if you only think on a monthly basis. Here are a few reasons why. Number one, you have uncommon large expenses. You've got oil changes, water heater repairs, dog bills, birthday presents, dentist appointments, broken arms, and the list goes on and on. When you have tunnel vision and only focus on a single month, your budget becomes rigid with little room for flexibility. If one thing goes wrong, then the entire month is blown. And although these expenses may be unexpected, they're inevitable and we must expect them. But if you budget month to month, you can't expect the unexpected. There's no chance. You can't react when things change and it totally kills you. Number two, holiday months require special attention. Forget about birthdays. Birthdays are nothing compared to Christmas. You've got presents for everyone in your family and your spouse's family and those pesky roommates from college who still send you gifts so you feel obligated to send them gifts back. You know exactly who I'm talking about. Then there's decorations, food, lights, pictures, drinks, and outfits for your cats. Okay, maybe that's just us. And Christmas isn't the only one. You've got Halloween costumes and parties to attend in October. Then there are other holidays without presents, but you still spend money. Think about July 4th and Labor Day weekend. Almost 5 months out of the year, you've got some sort of major holiday that costs you something. How in the world can you expect to stay on budget during these months? And number three, you'll want to do different things. You can already see that budgeting on a monthly basis is a problem, and we haven't even started talking about your own wants yet. Some months, you'll go on vacations. Other months, you'll eat out a lot. Sometimes, you might spend a lot on gas going to visit friends, and other times, you might stay home. No 2 months look alike. They're all different. And that's okay. It's part of it. But between unexpected happening, holidays rolling around, and your own wants changing, how are you supposed to budget? What to do instead? Instead of staying narrowly focused on month to month, you need to look for overall trends. If you're still in your first 6 months of budgeting, don't get discouraged by not being on target. That's fine, and it's part of the process. Don't let it get you down, and most importantly, don't stop trying to hit your goals. After 6 months, you'll be able to see trends in your spending. Then after a year, you'll have a much better handle on what a typical month looks like. That's when your budget starts to get more accurate. For example, Hannah and I found that last year we spent roughly $800 on Christmas. That's decorations, presents, costumes for the cats, Christmas cards, and other miscellaneous Christmas spending. So starting in January of this past year, we set aside $80 per month just for Christmas. If we came across a present for someone that we wanted to put away, we would use that $80 to buy it. Then whatever is left at the end of the month went into a special savings account that is for Christmas only. This way, we'll have plenty of money saved to start spending most of it in November and December. You can do this with all unexpected expenses, whether it's car repairs, holidays, birthdays, and even medical bills. After a solid year of budgeting, you'll have a good handle on your base unexpected needs. Hannah and I budget $250 per month in unexpected expenses. Anything we don't spend out of that just goes to savings for later use. Unfortunately, lately, we've been needing all of it. But that's life. Things happen. Software that can help. In order to look for overall trends, you'll probably need to use software. I mean, unless you're going to break out your compass from high school geometry. Most people need some form of software to get a solid idea of what's happening over the long term. Hannah and I use You Need a Budget, or YNAB, to track all of our expenses. We love it because it allows us to easily change where we budget monthly and stay flexible. I highly recommend YNAB, and they don't pay me a dime for saying that. I just use it and love it and think you should too. If you're not up for YNAB, a few others I'll mention is Personal Capital and Quicken. Personal Capital is fantastic for investments and seeing all your accounts in one place, but it is lacking on the budgeting side. However, if all you're looking for is to get an overall trend, it'll do the job. Quicken is a bit better on budgeting compared to Personal Capital, but it doesn't have quite as much flexibility as YNAB. However, if you're looking to run reports and see spending habits, it does the trick. And of course, I can't talk about budgeting software and not mention building your own spreadsheets. While most of us aren't interested in spending the time and effort required, there's definitely a lot of personal reward in building something yourself. Just keep going. Budgeting is hard. Money is hard. Adulting is hard. None of this is easy, but it can be done. So pick a budgeting app, create a budget, and get started screwing it up. That's the only way to learn what works for you. Just don't be discouraged. We all have things come up and we all miss our goals. But moving forward is the only way to win long term. So just keep going. You just listened to the post titled Three Reasons You Should Stop Budgeting by the Month by Nick True of MappedOutMoney.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I think Nick makes some very valid points in this article about the frustrations of budgeting when you're just getting started. I think you can look at it similarly to the volatility of the stock market. If you expect that the stock market will rise and fall, you're less likely to panic sell when it inevitably falls. Similarly with budgeting, if you expect that your spending won't perfectly align with your budget, especially when you're just getting started, then perhaps you won't give up so easily. When I figured this out for myself, I had a number of people ask me to help them with their budget, and I wholeheartedly agreed on one condition. I would help anyone with their budget, but they first needed to track all of their spending for 3 months. Are you surprised that no one took me up on my offer? A good budget needs good data, and if you aren't tracking your spending, you're just taking a shot in the dark on what a realistic budget even is. Your budget also needs to be flexible. You're going to realize at some point that your plan was unrealistic. The solution is not to give up on the plan. The solution is to adjust the plan and continue working it until it works. I'm a huge fan of budgeting because for me, it's all about awareness. It's about telling your money where to go versus wondering where it went. It's a tool for paying attention. And there are many different styles of budgeting. You could go for a zero-based budget where you give every dollar a job before it even hits your bank account, and then you check in regularly to make sure it's doing its job. Or you could opt for an anti-budget where you just focus on paying yourself first and not worry about the rest. If the anti-budget appeals to you, check out a speech from the Economy Conference by Paula Pant. It's called How to Never Again Say, I Can't Afford It. And it's available now on the Economy Conference YouTube channel. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your weekend. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.